be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Whistler. Welcome to you, me, them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. You've made it. Give yourselves a round of applause. Oh, what a hack way to open a show. All right. So I have a musing that I've wanted to say at other shows, but I can't because no one will know what I'm talking about. Here's my one musing of the evening. Do you think any Holocaust deniers are really big fans of neutral milk hotels in the aeroplane over the sea? I got one. I got one, and I'm taking it. Thank you so much. Because it's a song, a thing about the thing. Oh, it's the holidays. The holidays being Thanksgiving. We're recording this the Sunday following Thanksgiving, which means all of you are happy you're not with your families. And I appreciate you spending your time with us. I'm not a big fan of families. They don't need to exist in my world. They're just the place you go and where you keep your stuff that you really don't need anymore. They're like a storage unit that has a permanent tenant. It's not a good thing. It's not that bad either. Thanksgiving was just another holiday that brought me back to Chicago. I don't live in Chicago anymore, and I really miss it. And one of the things I miss is seeing all my friends. And I'm friends with a lot of entertainers of sorts, a lot of bands and comics and stuff. So when you see each other, you're like really, really happy to see each other, and you drink way too much alcohol, and it's fun. But then towards the end of the night, there's that one single person that just has to brag about all of their conquests. So I got to spend time with one of those people, and the only thing that I was thinking about is, like, you're really just bragging about how good you are at circulating your own blood. Yes, I get that you know how your dick works and it goes inside of things, but you don't need to be that happy about it. It's not that difficult. In fact, once again, just a blood sock. That's all it is. Don't be proud of that. Don't be ashamed of your blood sock either. You just have to know where the blood sock stands. Also, when you're going to put the blood sock into somebody, think of it like a restaurant on Yelp, okay? You don't want to have too many reviews because then it just seems like someone's lying here. And you don't want every review to be a one-star review and then like your mom gives you a five-star review. That's going to be weird. You need like a 4.5-star review, the kind that like a sticker that says, people on Yelp love us, like on your area. You know, that's the kind of sticker you want on that special place. One of the guys was bragging about all the female comics in Chicago that he's conquested. And he did a great job. Good for him. But not one of them was proud of that fact, which makes me incredibly happy that I'm engaged to a lovely woman. I haven't talked about putting my blood sock into anything, maybe ever. And that makes me better than him. Now, I'm not saying I'm better than you. I don't care what you do. That's your own thing. But just keep that thought, man. It's just blood. You're putting it into things. It's going to come out inevitably. Let's keep it quiet. Speaking of keeping it quiet, that's an awful segue. That means nothing. We're going to have a fantastic show. We actually have the Whistler's head bartender as our first guest tonight. We have a comedy from Seth and Callan, and we have music. We have music tonight. Cains and Abels. It's going to be a fantastic show. Esmeralda's here. Say hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
I'm going to play a song that Esmeralda absolutely loathes. It's one of my favorite artists. It's one of my favorite Beatles. It's Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney, and it gives Merle nightmares. So here's a little bit of that.
And I love him, too. I love Paul McCartney.
Shut up. Wait till the verse comes in.
I'm trying to talk out my fear.
No. It's very scary. It's going to come in soon.
Can you find for me someone strong and
sweet? Are we trying to overcome my fear or something?
No.
Is that
that's it. Why does that song scare you?
It doesn't scare me. I just don't like it.
Why don't you like it? It's the best song.
It makes my skin crawl.
Why does it make your skin
crawl?
That
one and Coming Up.
The first track on
McCartney
2.
If anyone has ever heard that
one. Speaking of Coming Up, Merle, how's your dress working out right now?
Good. I do this all the time.
Visuals.
I do it with everything. Pants.
We're talking about visual things in an audio podcast. Oh, yeah. This is a podcast, which means a lot of people in office jobs will be listening to it later when they don't want to do work. So
laugh a lot.
Or not.
Hear yourself.
Do whatever you want. Merle, what's going on in the news? This is a podcast, which means we have to talk about current events. What's a current event that we should know about?
Oh, a lady in Pakistan. She killed her husband. She was in cahoots with her, I think her son. And they were going to kill the husband. So the way to get rid of the body, they decided to cook him. And it turns out he smelled terrible because the neighbors complained about a smell, and that's how she got caught. So either he just smelled bad or she's not very good cook.
Okay, so they went ahead with the murder.
Yeah.
They killed the dad.
Yeah.
Dad's dead.
Yeah.
Time to eat dad.
Time to cook him.
How did they cook dad?
They don't say.
What?
But the thing was,
the most important part of the story.
I know. Like, what'd you do? Fillet him? Make a stew?
I'm thinking a flash fry would be delightful. I don't think it would smell. It would just smell like really good bacon.
Well, you know what I was thinking of? So I was making a pot roast a few days ago.
Was it full of dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was telling my boyfriend, I was looking at this big old hunk of meat, and I went, is this what we look like?
This
lovely, it was all red and marbled. I'm like, if we cut a chunk of ourselves off, is this what we look like? Because I would eat this. It's delicious. That looks good.
So you would eat human?
Well, if it looked like a pot roast, like a, what is it, chuck roast?
So just raw meat to you looks good.
It was bright red and all marbled with fat. And then I was thinking, oh, is this going to be so good with the tomato sauce and all
that? Was it good?
It was delicious.
I think it would be better with dad.
But I'm wondering, would we be able to tell the difference? If someone served us a big old hunk of dad, would we even know?
Can you tell the difference between cow and lamb?
Oh, well, lamb smells funny. Like this
There
guy.
You go. So you would definitely be able to tell the difference.
Like Abbas. His name was Abbas.
His name was Abbas?
It was Abbas. Shut up. His name was Abbas.
Why would I shut up?
Yeah.
So did we learn anything from that story other than be careful when you cook dad?
Be a better cook if you're going to try to cook someone to get rid of evidence.
Why cook?
Because the nosy neighbors will call the cops on you. That is what you're learning.
So if you're going to cook dad, live
take
in a rural...
Take some cooking classes.
Take a cooking class and live in a rural area.
Yeah, well, still someone will come over. Those nosy people from down the mile road. There's always nosy people.
Where are you
people.
From when people are just knocking on your door down the mile road?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair
I
enough.
Just assume because they're ranching and...
Next story.
Like, what's going
Wait,
on?
Ranching? You're from Joliet. Who ranches in Joliet?
Well, if it's a rural area.
Okay.
Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, they have to ranch.
They ranch.
All right, fair enough.
Not
Next
farm,
story.
Ranch. So this applies. No, well, it doesn't really apply to us. This woman, she's in court this week. She didn't show up for a court date, but she was convicted of a DUI in a movie theater parking lot. After taking her kid to go see the Smurfs, she had a big old bottle of vodka because she could not take seeing the Smurfs movie.
Okay, this is a current news story.
Yeah, she was in court this week, but she didn't go because she probably was drinking a half pint of vodka.
Once
somewhere.
Did they say what type of vodka she was drinking?
No, they just had a bottle. She just.
Do you think it was like a blueberry Smirnoff?
I wonder, was
Somebody
it a handle?
Somebody winced. It wasn't really, I wasn't really connecting, I know,
like,
but
oh,
Jesus Christ,
if you're
going to
drink vodka, come on.
Yeah, that's what they're judging my
drink
choice
a
of vodka.
Drink a local
What? Koval. Koval's local.
Yeah, drink a Koval. Yeah, because that's what they want to be attached to.
Yeah, Koval
lady
gets the lady
vodka.
At the Smurfs movie drunk. Have you gotten drunk at a Smurfs movie before?
No. How many are there?
One. Have you gotten drunk outside of a children's movie theater before?
No.
Have you gotten drunk at a movie before?
So, well, yeah, but it was allowed because it was that Brew and View.
Oh,
thing.
Brew and View? Okay.
I've never actually tried to sneak in
really?
Pints or anything.
That was like half the movies I saw during college.
Oh, well, you know what? I like to go, when I pay for something, I want to actually hear it and listen and pay attention.
Would you pay to see the Smurfs movie?
No.
Why not?
So I would bring one if I got in free.
Do you think that she would get along with the dead dad? They seem
well,
like
he's
a delightful
dead.
Couple.
He's dead, though.
They could both not see the Smurfs
she
movie together.
She could eat the stew.
She could eat the stew?
The dad's stew.
It's made of nerds.
What?
Well, it's Smurfs. They're blue. It's probably like the Smurf candy
oh, I
nerds.
No,
I don't know.
I was saying she would eat the stew because he's the dad, and he's dead, and he's in a bowl somewhere.
Yep, that makes no sense.
She cooked him!
I get that. Next story. So far, we're 0-2. Let's be honest about tonight.
All
we're
right,
getting
so
there.
You and I... We went to college.
We did go to college. That was a mistake.
What was your major?
I was an English major.
Yeah, but then what did you
I
have?
Was English, women's studies, and poli-sci. It's the biggest laugh of the night is my college degree.
I was communications.
You were communications.
Yep.
You're not doing that very well tonight.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is what I studied. So, no, there was a new survey done, and the only real major now... where they study and they actually are going to do something with their lives, is engineering.
What type of engineering?
It just says engineering.
What?
It could be any engineering.
No,
How
it can't.
Engineering?
There's a bunch of different engineerings.
Like what? Yeah, see? There's only one.
I don't know anything about college. There's only one just engineering?
There's only one. Engineering.
What do
but
you do with that?
They study the most. They did a survey, and they study on average, 15 hours a week, which that doesn't seem like a lot. If that's what the, well, I guess most don't.
That's
just
2 hours and 15 minutes a day.
I don't know. You'd think you'd study a little more. You're an engineering major.
That's true. How much did you study when you're a communications major?
Oh, not a lot.
Did you study ever?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, good.
I didn't. I just had those late nights where it was, you know, 4 a.m. It's like, fuck, I gotta write a paper.
Okay.
It's 10 pages long about nothing.
What did you get on those papers?
I don't remember. I didn't do too well.
Okay, fair enough.
I really wasn't.
And that's why you're
I wasn't a star student in college.
That's why you don't have a job for engineering tomorrow morning to wake up. For all engineering is one job.
College isn't. I need structure.
What's the one thing you... Jesus.
College does not know.
What is the one thing you learned in college besides I need structure? The clothing store structure.
Oh, I was really good at drinking shots of vodka and then waking up for class at 8
so
in the morning.
You and that mom went to the same class.
Yeah, me and her, we're buddies.
It's really... It's not unlikely that she's from Joliet, and it's not unlikely
probably
that she also has a communications degree.
I'm from Joliet. That's why.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Joliet, everybody. That's where my dad I never met lives. Did you know that?
And that's where the movie that you adore so much.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah, starts.
Yeah, that's where
so
we got.
So fuck off.
What? I'm on your side. We got real angry really quick up here, didn't we? It's all that booze in your body, isn't it?
Yeah, the one glass.
That one glass of booze in your body. Do we have anything
and
else,
the bottle
or should
of vodka.
We move on?
No. If anyone cares to know what Billy Corgan is doing lately, I don't know if they do.
He's rich. Don't laugh at rich people.
Is he really rich, though?
Oh, yeah. He's 1% rich.
Does he get
he's
residuals
part of the 1%.
And all that business?
Oh, yeah. He gets a lot of residuals.
Because he wrote all of them, right?
He
all
did write
songs?
All of them. Yeah. We're like Billy Corgan in a talk show.
Yeah, because what?
Yep.
Where's my residual check?
We don't make any money.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's got a wrestling troupe group.
A troupe? It's an improv troupe of wrestlers.
He's got a vaudeville thing. No, he's doing a wrestling thing now, which is weird.
Why is that
I
weird?
I don't know. In this article, he says that he was actually a jock in high school.
Really?
I don't believe that. He's way too pale and
wait, when does
sad.
Skin tone have anything to do with being an athlete?
Because you got
to
be outside.
Not in wrestling, not in swimming, not in water polo.
You never went to those outdoor wrestling events?
No, I didn't go to those outdoor wrestling matches that were so popular in Joliet high schools. What?
He just doesn't. I know I'm being
track
very
and field
stereotypical.
And ice hockey?
Okay. No one does ice hockey.
No one does ice hockey! I played hockey in high school.
Yeah, and look where you are.
Yeah, that's true. Got that women's studies degree working out for me right now. Oh, by the way, high schoolers that listen to this show, if you're a female, don't date hockey players. That's across the board. They're the worst.
Oh, because they're missing teeth.
No, not that at all. No? In terms of how they speak about women, hockey players are the worst.
All right.
It goes hockey players, football players, other. Then they're all pretty much equally
they're
bad.
They're just all thrown in.
Basketball players, water polo players, they're the same. They're
water
both.
Water polo.
Oh,
what
I know.
What high did you go to? Beverly Hills High School?
I went
water
to, yeah,
polo.
I'm Brandon Walsh. My sister, no, I went to Fenwick.
They Fenwick had water polo?
Yeah. Who cheered for Fenwick? Who knows what that is? That's weird. We had a big water polo team. I'm totally serious.
It was great
because that was the most homoerotic sport, and those guys were the most homophobic, too.
Yeah, they got to get all up in there, and they're just wearing those little
and you can't really see under the water.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dick grabbing. Mm. A lot of blood pumping.
I've watched that Olympic sport at 3 in the morning.
See? You don't need to be tan for that.
That is true.
See? So Billy Corgan,
Billy
for all
Corgan
intents and purposes,
own a wrestling team
really good at water polo.
Anyway, I watched a video of it, and it looks so fake.
It's wrestling!
Why doesn't anyone have a Greco-Roman wrestling team?
They do. No one cares. It's the Olympic team.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's wrestling in high school. What do you think high school wrestling is? Do you think it's in a ring?
No. I know what it is. They wear those weird with the crotch and the bulges. Which makes no sense,
that's
honestly.
Not part of the outfit. That's just a bulge.
Yeah, but it's
that's under,
very pronounced.
In theory, every male's pants right now. That's just what life is. Bunch of bulges.
And blood socks.
And blood socks. See, someone's listening. Thanks, Merle. Anything else, or are we going to end on blood socks?
Let's end on blood socks.
God, I
we
love
that
idea.
Have that as a theme.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. All right, this man works here. He's the head bartender. Please put your hands together for Paul McGee, everybody. Yeah!
Her job, if she gets it wrong, but Mr. Marks, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to.
Paul, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I loved that 30-second snippet of Paul McCartney.
Okay, so you are the head bartender at the Whistler.
I am, yeah.
What made you interested in becoming a head bartender?
Well, I've been doing it for 22 years total. And
wait, how old are you?
I know, I'm 41.
Holy shit.
I know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you a bag of wrinkles under the beard?
I am. That's
is
why
that
I have such
is?
A big
All
beard.
Gone down?
Do you moisturize?
Lots of exfoliation.
Holy shit, you're 41?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You are a beautiful man.
Thank you.
It's dark in here. Holy shit, man. What do I need to do to look like you? Head bartender. Okay, so yeah. You've been bartending for 20 odd years.
22 years of which...
Wait, that means you started at 19.
Yeah. Where you can you? Do that. You can do that in Texas.
Oh, you're from Texas?
Yeah.
You can
do a lot of weird stuff in Texas.
That's a weird thing. So you've been bartending for 22 years at 19
yeah.
years old, and you decided, okay, I'm going to make this a career.
Right, and so I better know what I'm doing as far as, like, knowing what's in the bottles that I've been pouring for
okay.
the first probably 14 years, which I didn't really know what was in the bottles. I just knew, like, Southern Comfort and lime shots, that's what you do.
So you were the type of pour a little bit. So you were the type of bartender Esmeralda and I are.
Exactly.
So one day we'll be like you.
No,
probably not.
There's nothing wrong with being that. Bartender.
No, there's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah.
For example, do you have a Coke problem?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
You just made it sound like we have Coke problems.
We're getting to Coke problems. Jeez. Once we hit our 20th year, that's the...
We don't have Coke problems.
That's our graduation. Right? We don't have Coke. That's the problem. I'm sorry, Paul. Already,
it's
I'm
all right.
sorry. So you decide, hey, there's more to life than Southern Comfort and Lime.
Yeah.
Do you take a class? Do you work at a hotel? How does this happen?
Yeah, so I worked in casinos.
Really?
In Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived in Las Vegas for 11 years prior to moving here. And
how was that?
It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good money. And you got to see a lot of weird stuff happen in casinos. And
tell us one thing.
Let's see. Eliza Dushku. I worked at this lounge in Las Vegas, and she was probably around 22 or so, and she had quite a bit to drink and ended up throwing up all over the bar. It was projectile vomiting. Yeah.
Did you have to clean it up?
No.
Then it's a good story.
See, that's the best part about working in a casino or a hotel is that you just pick up the phone and you call this thing called EVS, which is Environmental Services, and these guys come in like all these chemical suits and clean up everything. Yeah.
Well, it's Vegas. They got a lot of diseases.
They got a lot of that
things.
Going on.
Jesus
Liquids
Christ.
Liquids about.
All right, so besides watching starlets vomit...
I saw Robin Leach.
Yeah?
Did he projectile vomit?
I'm excited
somewhere?
About this. What happened
no,
with Robin?
So Robin?
What was Robin's drink, by the way?
He actually drank a lot of wine, but he has the practice of hiring escorts to... accompany him to dinner?
Male or female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That changes everything in my world. I thought he was the cool gay dude all these years.
No. He's,
no,
been,
he's just a boring asshole.
Hanging out with hookers for the long time.
Oh, great.
So he was on a double date, if you will, with like another buddy of his with these two escorts. And they were having dinner in the dining room and... The bar is just really adjacent to the dining room. And
okay.
He had, we had to have a cleanup at the table of one of the chairs because he was instructing the girls to insert, you know how you get the little chocolates at the end of the the meal.
Let him
the
finish.
Little, the little truffles.
Yes, I'm with you.
He was having them insert them in places that what are kind of dark. And
his places or her places?
Both places. Her places, yeah.
And then he would be eating the truffles? Or they
Well,
were...
no, it never really got that far. I just got all over the chairs and things like that. And then we had to ask him to leave.
Did he leave politely?
Yeah, he did.
Were they white chairs?
They were white chairs, yes.
Why is that the disgusting part, crowd? I think that's...
Because it would look like poop.
We got that.
So... I'm just, you're asking the question.
I could take this further, but I won't. So you moved out of Vegas, but even though you had fun, why did you come to Chicago?
It was time to come. I think after you see Robin Leach, and
I think that's when
with...
you just sign up for life. That's when you double down, man. That's a Vegas term.
Yeah, that is. That's
I'm
a
very
good
at Vegas.
That was nice. That was
things.
Nice. No, I think it was time to go. I'd been there for 11 years, and so we ended up moving out here about 3 years ago.
And that's about when the bar opened, is that correct?
It is. And we moved here about a month before the bar opened, and then that's when I came up with the title of head bartender for myself.
That's amazing.
Why did you decide Chicago? So many, there's a million cities, why Chicago?
Actually, a lot of my wife's friends from high school ended up moving here, and we had visited a couple of times and had a great time.
So you had never lived here before? You have no family
No.
here? That's amazing.
I'd never been to Chicago. I mean, I came here twice before we moved, and that was it.
And you're happy with that decision?
It's the best decision I made.
Fantastic. I don't know. The Robin Leach thing is pretty cool. That's what you're going to remember when you die, let's be honest.
That is.
Where do you think Robin's doing now?
Wow.
Is he on Twitter? Could somebody find out if Robin Leach is on Twitter? I'm sure he's not doing much right now. If he's still in Vegas, it's what, like 7 there? We could get him to call in. Yeah,
I don't
let's
think
make that happen.
He lives in Vegas, Brandon. I think he was just visiting.
To me, he lives in a private jet.
He lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Where are we going to get those mints?
Yeah, that's true. Those truffles.
Back to not Robin Leach and assholes.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's my fault. I have a one-track asshole mind, and it's delightful, but in terms of microphones, it doesn't always work out. Head bartender, what does it actually mean?
So, I come up with the cocktail menu,
okay.
Curate the drinks that are on the list, and then do the spirit selection and all that kind of stuff.
What do you drink at home? Or do you drink at home?
I really don't drink much at home at all.
Okay.
My wife gets upset because I'll usually go to liquor stores to find old bottles of booze on the shelves.
Okay.
And I always end up coming back with all these bottles, but I just accumulate them. I never really drink them at home.
What about here? Do you drink alcohol?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
actually
good.
I do. I know.
That's good.
There'd be no credibility if I do.
Yeah. So you do drink alcohol. What did you
drink
alcohol.
So I mean, I like bourbon and,
okay,
and rye
whiskey.
What's
your favorite bourbon?
Pappy Van Winkle 15-year
Is that
bourbon.
Good straight? Is it good on the rocks?
It's
good...
perfect straight, yeah.
What about a mixing alcohol? Would you put that in other stuff or does it need to be?
I mean, it makes a great old-fashioned.
Okay. Yeah, is that your drink of choice, an old-fashioned?
Yeah, an old-fashioned or a Manhattan.
Okay.
Those are my two favorites.
One of the things the Whistler's known for is like their signature drinks. How does one go about making a signature drink? Do you just scour old recipe books? Is it just a lot of series of horrible experiments that taste delicious? Like, how does this happen?
I mean, a lot of it is going through old cocktail books and stuff, and then it's also just like plugging in different... Ooh, I just did the... Sorry, I did the pee.
You popped your pee?
I did.
Yeah, that's
sorry
what happens. That's why Axel has a giant foam thing on his mic.
Nice.
I'm totally serious. And it looks awesome.
It does look good.
Yeah, Axel's the best. Axl Rose, everybody. Google Axl Rose 2011 and you'll feel better about your own life. I don't care what you're doing, you'll feel great. Anyways, back to making the signature cocktails. How does it begin? You go to the old books. What is your one big surprise of the year? I'm sure there's like one drink that you can't get enough of, then you overdrink it like it's your favorite record or something.
That's a really tough one. I mean... Well, this year I've really gotten into sherries.
Sherries?
Yeah, like a fortified wine from Spain.
Oh, yeah, but how does one get into sherries? Because I don't think that sentence has been uttered in a microphone before.
That is true.
Maybe Robin Leach probably
Robin
says
Leach
that in the microphones.
Yes, he does. He
okay, so
makes
sherry.
People say that in the microphone.
Do you drink, so you just, here's
no,
a
I mean,
bottle
like
of sherry,
it,
I got to use this?
Using it in cocktails in place of, like, vermouth.
Okay.
For, like, a Manhattan is putting a little bit of sherry in there. It adds, like, a little bit of nuttiness.
Okay.
It's great for wintertime.
I'm a big bourbon fan as well.
Okay.
But because of that, whenever somebody offers me, I don't know, vodka, I'm, like, completely turned off. I don't want it. You're kind of forced to have one drink for every type of spirit.
Pretty much.
What do you not like? What's the one thing that you're just completely tired of?
I mean, the obvious choice is vodka.
Is it vodka?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really put a vodka drink on the menu, but
why is that?
It's just not an interesting spirit at all. It doesn't bring a whole lot of flavor. Sorry for anybody drinking vodka out there, but just I mean,
you know what? I would like to point out the only person I've ever known that drank vodka straight, the only people I've ever known, divorced dads. So if you don't want to be a divorced dad, stay away from vodka.
Skinny sorority girls.
They don't drink it straight, and it's
wow.
flavored. I'm talking to like real low-end, not Koval. What's a real ship, like plasticky bottle? Like
Gordon's?
The Smurfs mom. Was
Pop Off.
Pop Off. Yeah, that's a single dad drink and divorced. It's not going well. Anyways, are you a divorced dad? No, you're married. It's delightful. Do you have a child?
I do not have a child.
That's for the best, for the bartending, I'm assuming, as well. What's the goal of your job at the Whistler? I mean, you guys don't need to keep creating classic cocktails. You guys don't need to be doing it. You have a great business going. It's been going for 3 years, yet you consistently try to make it better. What's the goal for you? Are you trying to work towards a cocktail book? Do you want to teach classes? Like,
I mean, currently we teach classes.
Do you?
Yeah, so I teach classes for people stocking their home bar and how to make drinks at home.
What is the, like, one... Do you have a little bit of everything for your guests or no? If you're going to stock a home bar, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What's the main mixer that you need?
I mean, I think a good bottle of tonic water is
just
always
good.
Just a good
bottle of tonic water?
For gin and tonics and things like that.
Have you ever made your own tonic water or seltzer water?
Have ever what?
Made your own?
No, actually, I
haven't. It's just not worth it? Okay.
No. It's totally not worth it.
Time for me to get crazy selfish. I'm getting married.
Okay.
We are both.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Robin Leach is my best man. We're going to have. we're going to do a classic cocktail thing. And if it's up to me, classic cocktail just means like bourbon and bourbon. Like, I don't care about that stuff. But I need something that people that don't like bourbon would drink that is still bourbon. What should I give them?
I think. For the wedding, I would do either a whiskey sour.
Just a whiskey sour.
So bourbon, lemon juice, a little bit of sugar.
And that makes sense because you could do that in a batch.
You could make a big punch. Yes,
okay, okay.
Absolutely.
So whiskey sour is one idea. What's the other one? Because that might be a little bit too sweet.
Yeah, or, I mean, if you have fresh lemon juice and you balance it well enough, it shouldn't be too sweet. Another one is great, is just an old-fashioned. I think that an old-fashioned can really kind of turn the corner because it is usually a little bit sweeter because you are adding sugar.
Yeah.
But you're also adding bitters.
So. What about a clear vodka or clear drink? What about give me a gin or rum or a vodka, something like that. What do you prefer?
Like a Tom Collins.
Just a Tom Collins. So go classic. Do a Tom Collins and a whiskey sour.
Perfect.
You know what? I like your drinks. They match your glasses and beard. No, you kind of look old-timey, but you're not. You're current. It's a good look. What does your wife think of your beard?
She won't let me cut my beard. So.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you want to cut your beard?
No, it's challenging when you're eating food and stuff like that. Like,
what kinds of
food? You have to constantly check your beard to make sure.
How long has it been going?
About 3 years. I mean, so when I left Las Vegas, I wasn't working for a month, and then that's when it all started.
Did you get this job based on your facial hair?
I did.
That's great. I should do that. And I got this weird, like, 14-year-old face going on. It's not really working out.
It's going to work out, though, in the long run. Because
I don't know about that.
He can tell.
Yeah.
He can foresee the beard that you
have. I look
have.
Like one of those guys that Billy Corgan wrestled in junior high. It's not really perfect.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a drinker. I'm a casual drinker, but I don't know what I like. What do you recommend? If I tell you I like Pabst, but I want to go higher end, what do I drink?
If you're a Pabst beer drinker and you want to go something fancier?
I got my first real job, yet I still live in Logan Square. What do I drink? I've been drinking Pabst for 8 years.
I mean, I think I would probably transition to a Presbyterian. So I think that's what you guys are drinking.
What's a Presbyterian?
So
for
rye whiskey, a little bit of lemon, club soda, Angostura bitters.
Okay. That's a good one. I actually like that.
Or maybe adding a little ginger beer to it.
Okay. Ginger beer. Why isn't ginger beer used more often? Is it just because it costs so much? It's too sticky? Why?
I think it's getting there.
But it's so good. And like I never see, like here you see it, but in most bars they never even heard of it.
Yeah, I know.
You think you're talking about ginger ale with root beer.
It's a great mixer.
I know.
Now I have a question. You like the stuff you have here is pretty, it's like good quality liquors. What's one that's just pretty cheap? But it's still good.
Yeah, I have no money and I want to get drunk classy. What do I drink?
I mean, I would do probably a $2 PBR.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I mean liquor-wise. Like, what
let's
is
do spirits.
It's still okay.
I would do a can of PBR, and I would do a shot of Old Overholt rye whiskey.
Wait. Say that again.
Old Overholt?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
how much
yeah.
Is
it's,
that?
it's an old rye whiskey.
Nice.
That's...
Is your shelf is Evan Williams here?
It is.
I
yeah.
love Evan Williams.
See, you can do a shot of Evan Williams. It's not super duper high in alcohol.
I like
it's
this.
86.
See, now for the home drinker, like I mean, like what do you think of, you know, the Absolutes and the Jim Beams and the Jack Daniels? Do you think people can go a little bit higher than that?
I don't think you necessarily need to.
Are those pretty good?
That's part of the thing about what makes our job so challenging here is we're doing cocktails for $8, which everywhere else in town, they're $10, $12, $14.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to be really smart about some of the spirits that we choose. So we do. We do get some of the lesser known brands, but really good quality stuff.
Final question. For the listener at home, For the crowd at the Whistler, what's the one thing that they should do when they're drinking at a bar? How should they treat the bartender? Like, I'm completely serious here. Like, should you tip a lot? Should you come a lot? Should you shut the fuck up? What is the ideal customer for a head bartender at a place like this?
I guess really know what you want.
Know what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or have expectations that are reasonable.
Do you have a lot of that problem here or something?
No.
What does that mean?
I mean, I think it's just the communication that has to happen between the guest and the... I mean, you can't... It's frustrating if someone comes up and they're like, oh, make me something delicious. And then you ask more questions about what you think they would like to drink.
Okay.
And they don't really give you anything to go by. So it's like, if you're like, give me something great and I make you a vodka Collins or something like that, and you're like, oh, I hate vodka, this drink isn't all that good. Like,
okay.
That's frustrating.
That's good advice.
So, yeah, no, like, hey, I want something refreshing and I want it with bourbon, and then we will hopefully knock it out of the park for you.
So we've been talking for 15 minutes, and the one lesson we've all learned is you should drink bourbon.
Yes.
That's it. People that are in the bar already know it, but let's plug it for the listener at home. The Whistler is located at 2421 North Milwaukee in the Logan Square neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Easily accessible from both the California stop and the Logan Square stop, and
really
the 56
is.
Milwaukee bus, and the 74 Fullerton bus.
Okay,
Chicago. There are bike racks right in
front. There are bike racks. The Whistler is hard to find because they want you to look at cool art and not a sign that says the Whistler outside. So if it looks like an art gallery, you're at the Whistler.
That is true.
People could sign up for your classes, yes or no?
They can.
Where can they find that information?
They can email shelby@whistlerchicago.com.
Okay.
And we do those pretty much every Sunday from 2 to 5.
Every Sunday at the Whistler from 2 to 5.
And you get to come back behind the bar and make your own drink.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much. Any final words you want to impart to the kids at home?
No.
Fantastic. Paul McGee, everybody. Yay!
Thank you.
You Me Them Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though. So why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Coming to the stage, the Red Eye said they're funny, and the Red Eye has never been wrong. Prove me wrong, listener at home. I'm serious, they were in the Red Eye on Friday. They're the 7 funniest people in Chicago, even though there's 2 of them. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Seth and Kellen. Seth and Kellen!
Temporary. To be clear, it was actually 7 comedians to watch out for in 2012. Yeah, so it doesn't mean we're going to be funny. It just might mean we do something crazy.
Yeah, it might mean we will threaten you.
Exactly.
Watch out.
Just like, watch out, watch your back.
Watch out. Well, what's been going on?
I don't know. Just, you know, doing some stuff, trying to be funny and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I got myself into a funny situation this past week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I started running with this group of characters, and they were like, we should all go rob a bank. And I thought, oh, my God, this is so funny.
That's sort of funny.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. So, like, we go to a bank, and, like, we put on masks, and I thought it was being so funny. Like, I had the mask on, and it was like, everybody get down. And, like, you know, and so I thought it was being funny. But then, you know, my buddies, they, like, pulled out guns, and I was just like, whoa, I thought we were being funny, guys.
Yeah.
And so then, like, the getaway car came. And, like, we made out with the money. I think, like, maybe someone got shot. And I was just like, I thought we were being funny. What's happening? But so that was a funny little thing. I got myself into that.
That's it. That sounds a lot. That's sort of similar. Like, I was in a situation where I, like, you know, I met some people and I made some friends with some people. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys are so cool. Like, this one guy, it was like a whole group of people. And then there was this one guy in particular who was, like, super charismatic. And I thought he was really, like, awesome and funny and inspirational. And, like, we're like, we thought we were being funny. He's like, oh, wear, like, these gowns. Like, we'll all wear, like, these similar color, like, gowns. He's like, this is so funny. And then, like, we went to, like, this area and, like, it was like a, like, he called it, like, the sanctuary. And, like, okay. We all were like, oh, man, that's so funny. And, like, he has us all, like, he's like, wait, why don't we all, like, drink this, like, poison? He's like, well, we'll call it Kool-Aid. And I was like, that is so funny.
That is great.
Like, oh, my God. And we're all like, oh, cheers, 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 cheers. Oh, when are we going to drink it? Oh, we're all going to drink it at the same time. Like, oh, that's so funny. Like, we'll all, like, drink it. He's like, and we're all going to die. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so funny. And so we do it. And, like, I'm like, oh, let's drink it. And I fake it. And everyone else drinks it. And then everyone died. And I was like, I thought we were being funny.
Yeah.
And I just thought we were being funny, and now there's, like, since I'm the only one that lived, there's, like, this huge police investigation, like, about me, and I'm like, oh, it's being funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
That sounds so funny. I mean, there's this time that you and me were doing stand-up at the Whistler.
Oh!
And I had...
Oh, you have a knife on your hand now.
And I have a knife in my hand.
Oh, I have a knife too.
And I just thought, and I, like, just thought I would be funny. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's what we're here to do. Like, oh, hilarious.
I just want to be funny.
Funny, like, I'm going to poke you with
I'm
that.
Gonna poke
oh,
you.
No, no, no.
I'm going to poke you.
It's hilarious.
It should be funny.
Like, yeah. Ow! Seth.
Yeah.
Did you just stab me?
I thought I was being funny.
I thought we were just being funny.
I thought
you
I was just being funny.
You just stabbed me.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
I'm okay. No, I'm not. I think I'm dying.
I thought I was being funny. No.
And
scene.
Oh my goodness. Oh scene. My goodness.
So we do little sketches.
We do little skitches, scratches, and scooches here and there. How's everybody doing tonight? I can't hear you. I like doing that.
I love doing that.
Because it makes people lie. Because the first time first time they're like, I'm doing okay. And then the second time they're like, all right, fine, we're doing okay.
Yeah. No, you really have to sell it. You know?
But, so here's something that I think is funny is I've noticed some people trying to be funny on stage by using the word faggot. Have you noticed that, Seth?
I have noticed that. I love
that. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
It has happened.
Oh, my God. I was in the bar the other night, and this guy was like, drink your shots, faggot. And then he kept trying to suck my dick, and I was just like, whoa.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, my God.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, just using that word to be funny. Get a cheap laugh.
I love when it
that.
Never works.
It never works.
That's when you know
people
you're in a great
like
bar.
To hear that.
Is when you're in a bar and someone uses faggot and everyone's like silent. it was you.
Yes, you were trying to suck my cock. I remember you.
I remember you.
He's
a married gay man. In fact, I actually tend to never... I shy away from ever using a word that has double G in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a harsh word. Like, if I have to describe one thing as being bigger than another, I just say larger.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to use the double G word.
No.
It's not safe.
It's only going to get you in trouble.
Seth, do you want to... Let's do our sandwich sketch.
Okay. So here's a sketch about a sandwich.
Such a sandwich. Thanks for meeting me here at the sandwich shop for this important meeting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Meeting's going good. We really have a lot to talk about today.
So, do you get your presentation all ready to go?
I did. I've been working really hard on this presentation.
Oh my God.
Donna.
Oh my God, this sandwich. Wow. This is a really... Wow.
Is that good?
This is a really good sandwich.
Yeah, I haven't even been to this sandwich before.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've never had it. Oh,
mine's
my God.
Okay.
I think I'm a Christian.
What?
I think... Oh, my, I see... I think I believe in God. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because of this sandwich. It's so amazing.
It's that good.
I believe in God. Yeah.
From what I remember, you were a very
Not only do I believe
atheist.
In God now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. But this sandwich, now I believe... Not only in God, but the Son of Jesus. The Son of God is Jesus.
Because of the sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Can I try it?
No. 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 Oh, my gosh. Let me just dip it in this. What is that? Au jus? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh boy. Are
oh,
you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Your eyes are rolling back in your head.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I've never felt like this before.
Guess I shouldn't have ordered tuna.
No, you are missing. I may be a Jewish person as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. It's all becoming clear.
Everything.
This is amazing.
You're just...
I'm transcending right
transcending.
Now. This is so good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my... Oh, I just hit Nirvana.
You
oh,
hit
my
Nirvana?
God. Yeah.
Are you...
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Was it the sip of Diet Coke you just took there, or what?
Yeah, the Diet Coke.
I guess that's a good combination. Where are you going? You're floating away.
Goodbye.
Wait.
Goodbye.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm out of here.
Don't take
so
the
good.
Sandwich with you. Let some of us have it. Let the rest of us have it.
No. It's for me and only me.
And scene.
So that's the scene about a great sandwich.
Has anyone ever had a sandwich that makes them believe in Jesus? neither have I. And now we take you to...
Oh, yeah. We take you to prom
2011. Okay, guys. There's only 15 minutes left at the prom, okay? Okay,
all right.
Listen up.
So this is going to be the last song that we play for tonight. So go ahead and start dancing a little closer.
Dance a little
together.
Closer. Okay. Get a little together. You guys only have 15 more minutes, okay, to make that final love connection, okay?
All right. This
Forget
is your last chance.
If the person you came with isn't working out, I'm sure it isn't working out for someone else, too. There's going to be someone else out there for you.
All right.
And you only got 15 minutes to find them, okay?
Me and Principal Tanner here, you know, we really lived it up on our prom night. So go ahead. Take a risk tonight.
Yep. I know that there's some people in the bathroom right now smoking some marijuana. If you haven't gotten to try yet, you have 15 minutes before
Hit
we evacuate
it.
The premises.
Yep, only 15 minutes
okay,
to
guys.
Make a move.
Charlie, tonight's the night. You got 15 minutes to finally come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time is to
Tonight's the night to do it. Do it before you go off to college. It'll make things a lot easier.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Can show up there and be big man on campus.
Betsy.
Okay.
Everyone knows you're a virgin. Tonight is the night.
Tonight's the night, Betsy.
It's your prom.
Betsy, we know you've been joking and lying about not being a virgin, but we all know you are, and tonight's the night to make that fantasy a reality.
Oh, my
gosh. Lose it, girl. You got 15 minutes.
Everyone, start having sex with one another, please.
Basically.
Please.
Chelsea and Candace, you two girls that came here with Charlie, the gay one, I know you both came here and you were like arguing about who's going to sleep with Charlie tonight. Charlie's gay, so you girls, I mean, you should have figured that out when he brought two girls to the prom.
Right.
You two. So go your separate ways. Work together to find someone else to sleep with tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Just start sticking your tongues into each other's faces. Children, please.
Okay. You got 15 minutes, okay,
You've only
guys?
Got 13 now at this point. We've been talking to you for two. Is anyone gonna do it?
All right. Well, maybe me and English teacher Mr. Samuels will come down and get the party started on the dance floor
right,
for the last
15. All right, we're going to get the party started
okay.
with the kids.
Okay, watch us, guys, and learn. Watch and learn. Okay, have a good prom, everybody.
And scene.
Thank you. Seth the Kellen.
Seth the Kellen, everybody. Wait, really quick. Come back up. Two things. One, Seth and Kellen, thank you for doing this. Sorry about trying to suck your dicks. That was part one. Part two. Where can people find you online?
SethandKellen.com.
SethandKellen.com. Find them. They are funny. They do the TED Talks, the Ned Talks.
Ned Talks,
yeah. Where are the Ned Talks at?
December 11th at the Hideout.
At the Hideout. Yeah. Seth and Kellen, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening. And now back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. Without further ado, Cain's and Abel's, everybody!
And woe, for you cannot deny yourself. If I saw a tree and you were the roots, I would not climb in, I would not touch its fruit. But how I would want to, my feet keep go wandering back to you. Treachery, and great is our enmity, and the pursuit of you consumes my whole life, consumes my whole life. Whoa. Strength seems to double. And when I survey the hideous tree, I know I will never. I'll never be free. And as thou hast been, thou forever will be. And great is thy treachery, and great is our enmity, and the pursuit of you consumes my whole life, consumes my whole life. And whoa, and the branches grow thick and wild, tangled in the densest night, but the tree will not buckle, its strength double.
guys.
Stay home tonight with a kite tied to my wrist and a car key in my fist and a plastic bag of my own money. I will stay home tonight. My tree grow tall. May the branches block the sun and my roots weigh a ton and the ground around me harsh and rocky. I will stay home tonight. Scroll around me and send back the waves. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Yeah. And this year will be good. Lights off and don't put the headlights on. And this year will be good and be all I ever am to me. Turn the headlights off and don't put the headlights on. I'll stay home tonight with a kite tied to my wrist and a car key in my fist and a plastic bag of my own money. I will stay home tonight. And deep roll the waves that found me, wrapped like a scroll around me, and send back the waves. Oh, 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 oh. A deer so close I could almost touch her nose. She cried, where? seen you on the path or by the hill. I haven't seen you by the lake. You always seem to want to stay away. You always seem to bring the fog with you. I dug up the roots, I walked on the graves. And if I bring the fog, please be still and listen. If I stay away, don't stay away. If I stay away,
Josh just snapped the string on that song, so I think that's going to be all for us. Thanks a lot to you, me, them, everybody.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Have a wonderful night. All right, good. These guys are fucking great, man. I'm enjoying the shit out of this shit. I've said the word shit so many times, it means nothing.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.